With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 18th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 19 in the house, and I'm here now solo to give you the update on what happened. We're going to run down, we're going to run through the day, we're going to talk about what happened, and we're going to get you all prepped, all ready for tonight, which is currently shaping up to look like it will be a blindside tonight. That is the plan. That is the plan, and it's going to be an interesting one, so... Let's get right into it here. All business. We're all business when I'm solo. Feel free to ask me some questions in the chat as well as we go along, but we'll see where this goes. We started the day with Ty and Toya. Toya was wondering to Ty, do you think the people in this house that are lying, think that they're gonna be like liars outside the house now too? Ty's like, I don't think so. I think you're probably like, they're pretty new to lying. It doesn't necessarily translate. Toya's really on this kick about lying in the house and how it's really bad and it's like makes you a bad person. Toya, come on. Ty feels like he's a bit out of his depth sometimes in this game because he's not the biggest fan of the show. He feels like a lot of the other people in this house, they're big fans of the show. They understand what they're doing. And sometimes he feels like he doesn't fully understand what he's doing because he's not as big a fan of the show. To which I would respond, yes, Ty, sometimes I do feel like you don't know what you're doing, which is going to include what happens today, because Ty is going to be doing some silly things today. But Toya agrees. She's also not the biggest fan of the show and has had some trouble sort of acclimating. They're going to talk more about Ty's idea, which is make some kind of pitch to the guys to not go after each other and instead go after the people in the middle, like Tina, Tara, Vic. Obviously, their concept of what makes up the middle is a little bit off here, but that's the idea. Toya says, that's dumb. What are you talking about? Don't do that. This might be your only chance to take a shot at the other side. The war has already started, Ty. You can't stop it. You can't put it back in the bottle. The war is running. You need to run with it. Ty's like, I don't know, though. Like, I don't want to start a war if it hasn't started. She says, it has started. What do you mean? Ty says, I don't know what I'll do until I get there as HOH, I think. He's like, I do agree. Kyle and them are more threatening to my game down the road. It just bothers me that people will just float to the end. I don't want that. She's like, as long as they're not targeting you, who cares? Like, yeah, but I'd rather lose to people who where I knew where they stood, you know? She says, look, the battle lines have been drawn, and I do not understand why you're trying to save face at this point. It's dumb. And he's like, so you'd put up Kyle and Roe? Absolutely. With no hesitation. He's like, what about Vic? She's like, well, I'd backdoor Vic. Yeah. Okay. All right. This is one of many conversations like this throughout the day. And you're going to get to hear them all because I'm solo. Kyle and Roe were talking. They're talking about who they want to take to the end of the game. They're thinking about well, we like Austin and Brayden. We've worked well with them, but we'd had a better shot against Tina and Tara, don't you think? The final four of us with Tina and Tara, that's where we want to be. Those are the people we want to take down toward the end. So they talk about which targets they should pick next then. Okay, who are we taking out next? Who's the next blind side? We're going to go after Ty, Beth, and Jed, of course. But which of the three should we target first? Ty, obviously. Ty's the biggest threat. Okay. What if we can't do Ty? What if we can't do Ty? Beth or Jed? Not sure. Should we do Beth? Or should we do Jed? They seem to be leaning more toward Beth, but there was also some argument toward Jed. But Jed does seem to be the safest of the three at the moment. They're also going to talk, Kyle and Roe, to each other about Toya. They don't like Toya. Toya is not their favorite person. They feel like Toya is a bully. They cannot believe that Toya called them bullies or Kyle a bully when she's the real bully. There's many reasons why. One of the reasons, which is going to go around through the house throughout the day, is that she's been making some comments about people's weight. She told Brayden that he has thunder thighs. Many people in the house, meaning the oddballs, did not like this, including Brayden himself. And I believe this happened the day before, but I also caught her saying it again yesterday on the feeds in the morning. Brayden is having to wear a costume, which is a big blue ball with B9 on it. I think this came from they had some sort of competition-y thing, and they won a party and he had to dress up in this costume. I thought maybe it had something to do with the have-not situation where he got out of being a have-not, but doesn't seem like it considering what we saw in the episode. But anyway, he has to wear it looks ridiculous. He's a giant blue ball, and if you haven't seen it, there are pictures and GIFs of him in the ball pit as the ball that are pretty funny. But he's wearing tights and stuff, and I did catch Toya saying, look at those thunder thighs in those tights. People are not happy about that in the house. She also apparently made a comment about Kiefer the day before as well, when they were talking about outfits, and how apparently she said that nobody's going to be able to switch outfits with Kiefer. He's not going to fit in anything. Nobody's going to fit in his. And then this had already been an issue because she had already prior to this also talked about how she would never really date anyone that gained weight, because she works really hard on her body, and she feels like that would be like a lapse, I guess, if somebody was to gain weight while she was dating them, something along those lines. Now, those last two, I did not personally catch on the feeds, but they were talked about by Kyle and Roe in this conversation. And so they feel like she is the bully, and she cannot believe that that they were the ones that were called bullies. So they also talk about Austin. They said that Austin in particular did not appreciate those comments. We're going to hear from Austin a little bit later how she felt exactly. But that does seem to be a correct read. Austin was not pleased with the Thunder Thigh comment in particular. They're also going to go over their goodbye message ideas. They have an idea of like, okay, what are we going to say in our goodbye messages to Toya? They go over some ideas. One of their ideas, this is how you orchestrate a flip. Bye. Or this is what you call a flip. Say hi to Josh for us. They had some bad ones earlier in the day. They're going to get a little bit better later in the day, but still a little much. Vic is going to talk with Beth. Beth is trying to make peace with Vic. She's trying to break through, but Vic is not trying to make peace with Beth. Vic does say to Beth, I was never going to put you or Ty up. I was never going to do it. But after Beth leaves, Vic is just like, I hate Beth. Vic is then going to go to Austin and Brayden. And Vic is going to say that Beth is so fake. She's so fake. She needs to go. I can't wait to get Beth out, because she needs to go next. And I don't like her. And she can't wait to get Beth out. She can't wait to expose Beth. She's gonna expose Beth to the guys. She's gonna say that Beth was wanting to go after Toya. She's gonna blame Beth for the flip. That is the plan. The plan is that tonight, Thursday night, at the eviction, when Toya, Ty, Jed, and Beth are blindsided by the vote, the plan is to go to Ty and Jed and say, it's Beth's fault. She wanted to go after Toya, and she convinced us all to flip the vote. So it was going to be Kiefer until Beth spoke up about Toya. And then we were just like, yeah, I guess we should vote out Toya. So it's really, you have Beth to thank for all of this. That's the plan. And Vic cannot wait. She cannot wait for this to go down. Austin says she also hates Beth. She says Beth is she's one of those girls that doesn't like other girls, says Austin about Beth when trash talking Beth. Austin says, you know, and Kyle never liked Beth. He always knew. He has such great intuition, Kyle. Vic is like, well, here's one thought. Here's one question. Has Kyle ever talked crap about me? I keep hearing that he like talked crap about me. Brayden says, well, maybe like a little bit at the start of the game, but not anything recently. But Austin's like, no. He never would. He only hates Beth. Kyle is great. No besmirching of the name of Kyle. And then they start talking about like kissing Kyle, which was weird. I noticed yesterday that Vic and Austin seem to be very into Kyle, weirdly. Anyway, Tina, Tara, and Beth are going to talk. They don't understand. They're like, so Beth, like, Vic hates Beth now, right? Like, it's very obvious. Do we know why? Do we know why Vic hates Beth so much all of a sudden? And they're like, no, we don't. I don't get it, but hey, you know. I think I said that Beth was in this conversation. I did not mean to. This is actually Kiefer is in this conversation. They were just talking about Beth so much that I put Beth in the thing. They don't know why Beth is so hated all of a sudden by Vic. And they talk, they're like, well, apparently Beth has been kind of shady lately. I'm not sure. And Kiefer says, well, this isn't good. Like, we don't want them to blame Beth. We don't want the guys to actually not trust Beth. We want Beth to be in with the guys, and we need them to be together as a team because we need a strong side on the other side in order to fight, you know, the other side, right? So this isn't good for us. We want to make sure that the guys trust Beth. So that is going to be Kiefer's role in the game right now, is to make sure that the guys don't distrust Beth, and to make sure that the guys don't make a really stupid mistake and target Tina and Tara. So he's got a lot of work ahead of him, unfortunately. Tina can't believe, Tina talks about this at this point. She says that she's kind of upset. She kind of can't believe that, like, Toya and them have never really even approached her about her vote. She's like, I've had such a hard time emotionally, like, dealing with this situation where I'm having to choose where I want to go. And I had a good relationship with them, and it's been really hard trying to decide, like, what direction I want to go in this game. And they just haven't even approached me once. Like, they haven't talked to me at all. I guess made it a lot easier for her, because she's been having a lot of inner turmoil with these choices. And so she's just like, I can't believe they haven't approached me. And I'm with her. Can't believe nobody has approached her. I still can't believe that Toya has not even talked to Tina. And Toya talks about it too. She's like, I can't even do it. I can't even talk to Tina. Like, I don't even want to. The fact that she would even think about, you know, whatever. It's like, you're playing a game. You're playing a game. It's not real life. Just talk to a person. You can get her to keep you. Kiefer mentions that he wants to talk with Vic and make sure that he is good with her. So he does go and do that. He says to Vic, look, everything has gone according to plan so far. I've been playing up that I'm ready to go home. People, they're convinced that I'm the one going home and that Toya is safe. Don't worry about it. And Vic is like, okay, Kiefer, I know you told people that you were the pawn, but that's okay. And he's like, no, what? No, I haven't done that. They have no idea that I'm staying. They are convinced that Toya is staying. And she's like, okay, Keith. It's like, all right, well, look, I would like to work with you moving forward. I really respect you and your story. And I want us to be looking out for each other here in the game. And she's like, well, you should want to work with me. I'm the reason you're staying. Do you know how much work I'm putting in to make sure you stay, Kiefer? I am saving your life in this game. You owe me. And he's like, okay. Like, you do know you put me on the block, right? Oh, okay. No. Totally cool. Absolutely. And so she also talks about how Toya made fun of Brayden, and so everyone wants her gone for sure. Don't even worry about it. They agree to keep talking. Ty and Beth are going to talk a bit here as well. Beth says to Ty, I can't believe that the other side is evicting Kiefer and not Toya. I can't believe it. It is unbelievable. Yeah, that's correct. It is unbelievable. She says, like, Toya is a beast, and she's on the block, and they're really going to evict Keef? Like, if I was on the other side, I would 100% just say that I was evicting Kiefer, and then I'd vote out Toya. Like 100%. But I don't even want to say that out loud because I don't want them to hear it. I don't want to give them the idea. Because I can't even imagine that they've been lying all week. I just can't imagine it. And Ty's like, I agree. I've had the same thought. And she's just like, yeah, I mean, could you, like, if Vic has been lying to us for 7 days, could you imagine that? Like, I just couldn't. I wouldn't even be able to be civil if that was true. Like, I just couldn't even manage that at all. And Taz, yeah, yeah. And she's like, I think it's going to be unanimous. Unanimous Toya stays. Yep. Ty agrees. How do you start the conversation pointing out that, yes, it is perfectly, completely illogical that this would happen? There's no way. It's completely unbelievable. And then you end the conversation with, yeah, but it'll be unanimous. Why? Why do you think that people can't be lying to you in a game about lying? Why? I don't understand. Oh, man. So they talk more about backdooring Vic. Vic is still their target. Vic is still their target. For all the talk about putting up Tina and Toy. So just so you guys know, the plan is with this whole pitch for safety thing, whatever, is that Ty would consider putting up Tina and Tara with the intent to backdoor Vic. That would be the goal. And I do believe that Vic would go home in that scenario, especially considering that Ro and Kyle are looking at Tina and Tara as potential Final Four goats, so to speak. Vic is very much the target. It's just a matter of will Ty, Jed, Beth, will they stick to any kind of deal to keep Kyle and Ro off the block, or will they use Tina and Tara as their pawns? That's going to be the big question of the week. So Vic is going to talk with Austin a bit more, just more talk about blaming Beth for the flip. And then this is what I'm talking about. Again, they're like these people love Kyle. Tina and Tara talked about liking Kyle a lot. He first talked about liking Kyle more than Ro. Vic and Austin. Vic was like, I had a dream about kissing Kyle. And Austin was like, yeah, I bet Kyle would be the best kisser in the house. He'd be the most passionate. And then they're talking about Vic is like, how cute is Kyle? And Austin's like, yeah, he's so great. He's just the greatest. I love Kyle. And it's like, what is this guy doing? Like, I think he must have some of those pheromones, right? Like, look, his social game is good, I guess. That's what's going on there. Ty, Toya, and Kiefer are going to talk a bit here. Ty says that, he says again, like, look, I can handle someone if I know where they stand, but I feel more betrayed by people like Tina for being somebody that was with us, and now I don't know where she stands. Like, that's what I feel more betrayed about. And Kiefer's like, sure, I understand that, but it would be stupid to go after people in the middle and leave people that you know are coming for you. It might make you feel more comfortable to know where someone stands, but if where they stand is coming for you, that's not good. You should take a shot at them. This is Kiefer already starting to try to put in work, try to make sure that Ty and Jed go after Kyle and Ro and leave Tina and Tara alone. Which really is, you know, at like, it's dual purpose because it's protecting Tina and Tara and also desperately trying to protect Ty and Jed from themselves at this point. Toya, of course, is going to agree, and she backs up Kiefer in this conversation. Just again, many of these conversations throughout the day here. But they're not going to really get through to Ty and Jed. They continue to feel like, no, this is a good idea. we are going to keep running into this brick wall that is Kyle and Ro. We are going to keep trying to make some kind of deal with them, some kind of Pretty Boys 2.0. You know the thing that we regretted the most this week about last week? You know how we were like, damn, we really needed to vote out Ro over Josh. We really should have just done it. How do we solve this? Okay, let's make a deal with Kyle and Ro to not vote them out again.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
I think part of the problem is that they're not huge fans of the show, right? I think that they've watched a couple of seasons. It wouldn't surprise me if they've watched, like, season one, where, like, Tom and Emmett go on the block real early, and it does not work out well for Suzette. And they feel like, you don't put big guys on the block early. That's obviously a dumb move. Like, they genuinely just have this in their mind that you just don't make a big move early. You don't put up big targets early in the game. You've got to play it safe. You've got to play it slow. That's kind of the recruit way of thinking. Not that they are necessarily, like, full on, you know, completely oblivious recruity players, but as Ty mentioned earlier in the day, they're not the biggest fans in the world. Jed in particular did do some homework prior to the season, but they're very sort of surface level fans. They sort of have that surface level fan mentality where, like, there are a lot of misconceptions, like, don't put up two big guys straight away, that will screw you over, or don't win the first HOH, or don't have a showmance, showmances are bad. Like, these sorts of things that are just very easily countered if you actually know the game. But to, like, a casual fan, they might think that they're hard and fast rules. And so what we eventually see here on the feeds yesterday is that Ty and Jed are, in fact, going to go and approach Kyle and Ro and make a peace offering. They say, look, it makes no sense for us to go after each other. There are people sitting in the middle that are just going to float on by. Just gonna float on by. Let's target those people and allow ourselves to move forward. And the thing that is frustrating to me here is that we learned that this is a bad move. We learned that this doesn't work 15 years ago. 15 years ago in Big Brother All-Stars, Will used this exact line to manipulate Kacer in the season six alliance, right? 15 years ago, we discovered in the evolution of Big Brother strategy that this is a bad decision. This should be Big Brother 101, that you cannot try and do something like this. And yet, 15 years later, we are seeing people make the same mistakes because they don't know their history. And that's why it's important to teach history in school, guys. Big Brother history, of course. Who cares about world history? So they try to make this pitch. They try to make this pitch to Kyle and Ro. Let's take out the floaters, guys. Let's keep the big dogs around and go after these floaters. And so they're like, well, which floaters? You guys know who the floaters are. There's not a lot of, you know, Kyle and Ro don't really care. If you're not going after us, go for it. We're down. But they do want to know from Ty and Jed, who are your untouchables? And this is what's really bugging me, is like, okay, so we don't know our Big Brother All-Star history, but we do know our other Big Brother All-Star history, which is that we've now introduced the untouchable term into the vocabulary, into the vernacular, and we're just going to keep doing that. We're just going to keep talking about untouchables. That's what we took from Big Brother All-Stars, two of the seasons. We're not going to get the lessons learned from Dr. Will and Kacer, but we are going to transfer the untouchable term. That's what we want to pull from the Christmases of the world. And we want to avoid the Dr. Will and Kacer. Okay, that's what we're doing. Okay, good. Good to know. Happy. Pleased with that. Not going to complain. So who's your untouchable, Ty and Jed? Jed's like, we don't have an untouchable. And they're like, not Beth. Beth isn't your untouchable. Like, no, there's been plenty of touching there with that. No. No untouchable. Beth is not our untouchable. Beth is not our untouchable. Ty is like, okay, Toya is our untouchable. Toya. Oh, we forgot that she was going to be in the game next week. Cause you still think she is going to, oh yeah, Toya. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Cool. They ask, Ty and Chet ask Kyle and Ro. All right. Who is your untouchable then? Who are you guys? Who's the untouchables for you guys? They're like, oh, no one. We don't care. Go for it. It's not us. Really? No untouchables? Huh? You gonna make the same mistake we just did? No one. Don't worry about it. Oh, okay. Well, cool. So, not going after each other, right? Deal made. Peace treaty signed. Yeah, cool. All right. Jed and Ty, they run off to Beth. We did it. They're not coming after us. Oh, such good players. They tell her about the pitch. They tell her about the fact that they were like, they asked if you were our untouchable, and we were like, nah. And then we said that Toya was our untouchable. Probably shouldn't have done that. Yeah. But that's okay. They didn't want to name any of their untouchables, though. They don't want to say any names, actually. Honestly, it kind of went the same as all of our other conversations, where like they just seemed to want names from us, but wouldn't give us any names. I'm like, how are you good enough to have the social instincts to realize that you're being played, but not the strategic mind, apparently, to put that together with the fact that you're being played? Like, they know, they feel it. They can feel that they're being played, but they can't think that they're being played. It's very frustrating. I hope that everything changes tonight. I really do. So They're like, yeah, they wouldn't. It's pretty frustrating. But and here's what they are like. Well, from their perspective, they're like, hopefully everything changes once we win HOH. Then we'll get names out of them. Oh, yeah, that'll happen. And Beth is okay with this. Beth is like, look, you guys made a peace treaty. That's great for you. That means they're going to come after me. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to be able to put them up on the block. They're going to be able to put me up on the block. But at least you guys will be safe. And I'm just like, Beth. Stop. So that's kind of where that stands. Kyle and Roe, on the other hand, after this pitch, are going to talk amongst themselves. And their reaction to this pitch is, you believe these guys are dumb enough? I think they might actually be dumb enough to not put us up if they win. I think they really might not do it. I mean, we'll still put them up, but if they win, they really might go after someone else. But wait a minute, hold on. Will they still not go after us after we blindside them and vote Toya out? Toya is their untouchable. Oh, yeah, that might screw it up. I mean, we're just going to have to go to them and be like, sorry, it happened last minute. Toya was coming after us and we just had to do it. And if you think about it, it was Beth's fault anyway, right? So. Deal still on? Huh? Eh? And under any other circumstances, I would tell you guys, these idiots. They really think that after they've proven that they've lied to these people all week long, proven time after time that they can't be trusted, they really think that they can go to these two guys after they blindside them and take out their untouchable and think that they can get away with it and continue this absurd peace treaty that never should have existed in the first place. How in the world do they think that this could happen? But these are not normal times. And now I'm telling you that, I don't know, it could work at this point. I don't even know. It's one of those things where, like, I guess you might as well try because Ty and Jed have been just eating up a lot of stuff. So, all right. They also they want to tell Austin and Braden right away. They're like, we should go and tell Austin and Braden about this pitch. They think that they can trust that. They think that they can trust the Oddballs in general about telling them about this pitch. They don't want to get caught like holding on to this pitch, right? Now this is an interesting decision by them because by telling the other members of the Oddballs about this pitch, they're heading off the possibility of being ratted out for playing both sides, right? That's not what they want. That would be bad for their social game within the Oddballs. However, in a scenario where Ty and Jed do win the HOH, the other Oddballs can now rat Kyle and Roe out and say, well, guess what? They told us about your peace treaty. You think you should come after us, Tara and Tina, or Austin and Braden? Why? These guys are playing you. They told us about your pitch immediately after you did it. They are still coming for you. So that's something to be concerned about for Kyle and Roe, I think. Again, I mean, these guys seem so reluctant to do anything against Kyle and Roe. So it's possible that even that wouldn't put them on the right track. But you just never know. But that's the decision that they make. They do want to tell the Austin and Braden about this. And they are going to, but not quite immediately. Tara is going to talk with Austin and Braden first, and they talk about how blindsided the other side is going to be. So there was talk between Tara and Tina that they were going to try to approach Toya before the vote and let her know what was going to happen. But the plan as of right now is no, it's going to be a strict Blindside. The vote is going to be read 6-3. And then boom. Toya, you have been evicted. Kyle really wants Arissa to say, Kiefer, you are safe. Because he really wants the full effect of the blind side, but it is going to be a blind. As of right now, the plan is full on blind side up until the vote is read for Toya. They cannot believe that, that Toya hasn't even campaigned at all. They're like, can you, like, this is Tara, Austin, and Braden talking. They're just like, can you believe, like, she's, she hasn't talked to me at all, says Tara. Has she talked to you guys? And they're like, I mean, barely. She's been like, do what's best for your game. Think about what's best for your game. Like, she's barely campaigned to us. They're just like, I don't understand why. I don't understand why. They talk again about Toya's thunder thigh comment. I wasn't sure how Braden felt about this. But apparently he did take offense. And Austin also mentions that she's lost a lot of weight in her life. And so it really triggered her and she did not appreciate it. Braden also brings up her comment about Kiefer, which he did not appreciate. So they are still very unhappy about this whole thing. They also talk about Beth and how shady Beth is, saying that, oh, Beth was saying that Toya was a big resume move, and she told people that Ty and Jed know each other from playing basketball. She's so shady. Nobody should trust her. This is something that came out a bit here, that that Beth was apparently telling people about Ty and Jed knowing each other from playing basketball. This is, I believe, true. That, in their past, they've played basketball like against each other, that they like kind of recognized each other from some games they played potentially. But I do not believe that this is like they know each other. This is more like they kind of recognize each other more so than like these were like friends outside of the house or anything like that. But apparently Beth was going around talking about it, which they were like, oh, I can't believe she's so shady. Kyle, Ro, and Austin Braden are going to talk a bit more about the situation, the pitch that Ty and Jed made to them. They let them know about it. And then they just kind of make fun of the Ty and Jed for thinking that this would work. He's an idiot. The plan is still to blame Beth for the vote flip. That's still the plan. In the meantime, Ty, Jed, and Beth are going to talk with Toya and fill her in on the pitch that they made to Kyle and Ro. And they let her know, like, this is the pitch. We told them that we wouldn't come after them if they didn't come after us, and we would go after the people in the middle. And she goes, that's stupid. Why did you do that? You can't waste an opportunity to go after them if you win. And they're like, nah, no. Jed said it would be stupid to put two big guys up in week 4. You would put up Kyle and Ro. That's stupid. Nobody should do that. Then you put up Kyle and Ro, and then one of them stays in the game. Now you for sure have one of them coming after you. So dumb. So dumb. Toya says, okay, fine. I concede. I guess what I need to do is approach Kyle and Ro myself. Ooh, okay. Here we go. If Toya approaches Kyle and Ro, maybe she can figure out she's the target. Maybe she can actually start to do some campaigning. Maybe she can pull off a last minute flip. Who knows? She's done it before, right? She'll approach Kyle and Ro. She says, I'll say to them, I know we haven't had a great relationship in the past. I know that like people see us in a certain way Like, okay, okay, decent approach. Like, okay. And so what I want to do, Kyle and Roe, is I want to put you two on the block if I win HOH. Wait, hold on. Hold on. This is the pitch. She wants to put them on the block. So that, she says, so that I can take one of you off and backdoor Vic. She says, I think if I did that, I'd really start to build some trust with them. And so you want to tell Kyle and Roe explicitly that you want to put them on the block so that you can backdoor Vic, who is one of their allies. They don't care about her, but one of their allies, she doesn't know that. She thinks that they still hate Vic. But one of their allies. And she wants to tell them, she thinks that will build trust with them. And I'm like, okay, that's a terrible idea, right? Terrible idea. Somebody in this group is going to shut this down, right? Beth chimes in. I'm like, okay, Beth is going to be like, I don't know about that. Beth says, I was thinking of doing the exact same thing, Toya. I was having the exact same thought. Same exact thing. They all agree it's a good idea. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. It's a great way to build trust. Put two people in the block. I mean, look, here's the thing. Beth doing that is fine. At least she's putting Kyle and Roe on the block, right? But it's not a good way to build trust with someone to put them on the block. Victoria also seems to think it's a great way to build trust. Let me put you on the block and then I'll build trust with you via doing that. No, if you put two friends on the block together, they're going to be like, hey, don't do this. We're not going to be very friendly with you after this. Again, after tonight, hopefully everything has changed, right? Hopefully everything has changed, but man. Oh boy. All right. So, Kyle, Roe, Austin, and Brandon are going to be talking a little bit more. We got some disappointing stuff here from Kyle. They're talking more about the blind side and what they expect. And, if you thought that taking the untouchable term from Christmas was bad enough, we're also getting some of the microaggression-y, stuff from Christmas as well, because Kyle's going to talk about how, Ty and Jed are going to like punch us in the face when the blind side happens. They're gonna be so pissed. Excuse me? Kyle? What exactly about Ty and Jed makes you think that they have any proclivity toward violence? Exactly? Why would you think that? That's pretty frustrating, actually, because Ty's like one of the most chill people. I have never seen him even like be angry at all. Kyle. Not happy with you. No. That's a bad Kyle right there. Don't like that. But they are going to continue to go over, yes, as pointed out in the chat, the goodbye messages. They're going to continue to go over these. They've got some new ones, right? You ready for these? These are the goodbye messages that they're talking about. First one from Kyle. This is Kyle's goodbye message to Toya. Since you like flips so much, we decided to show you how to really do one. Right? Austin says, yes, mine was going to be queen of the flip. This is how you do it. Okay. Ro says, oh, no, I got this. Ro says, didn't you learn anything from Josh? Keep our names out of your mouth. All right. I feel like they could work on these. I feel like this is not great. Not very good. Not very good goodbye messages. I hope that these are not the goodbye messages. I think I'm wondering which one we'll get, right? We'll probably get one of these mean ones. And then like a bunch of good ones, hopefully. Anyway. Kyle and Ro talk to themselves as well later in the night. They discuss that, like, look, if people do get pissed at Vic, if people do go at Vic, should we defend her? Probably not, right? Probably just let her handle that whole situation. So again, not a lot of intention to stand up for Vic here. If they need to, certainly not in a social situation, but also not, doesn't seem to be in the game either. And that is basically the day. If you guys have any questions for me, please send them now in the chat. We can maybe talk just a little bit before we wrap this up. But that was basically the day. We are heading into tonight again with a blindside in place. And the thing about this blindside is that it should change everything about the dynamics of the house. All of the plans that people have been talking about all week long should be null and void after what happens tonight. And that includes the plans for the oddballs, because based on how Ty, Jed, and Beth respond to the blindside, they could change which person they want to target of the three. And we could also see other things happening where if any of the oddballs start trying to throw each other under the bus or not defending each other, we could also see that impacting the cohesiveness of their group as well. But obviously, the biggest thing that would shake things up is if one of the Sunsetters won an HOH. That would be the most chaotic circumstance that we could find here tonight. So, do I think Vic is in big trouble next week? Yes. If a Sunsetter wins, the current plan is to basically go after Vic. If the blindside happens, I don't see that changing a lot. I think that basically it'll be either, like, the current plan is Tina Tara with Vic as the back door. That's for Ty and Jed. Beth would do Kyle Rowe backdoor Vic, and Kiefer would do something like Austin Braden, maybe backdoor Rowe or something, right? So there, that's where they currently are. But with the blindside happening, that could change how they see things. And instead, we could see Ty and Jed do what Beth would have done, which is Kyle Rowe backdoor Vic or something along those lines, right? But either way, Vic is in a lot of danger next week, especially because she has no pair in the oddballs, and so the oddballs would probably be pretty willing to let her go if she is on the block, especially if she's up against Tina or Tara. If she's up against Kyle or Ro, it's a lot more possible that the oddballs would then choose to take out Ro over her. I don't know if they would take out Kyle over her at this point, considering how much they like Kyle, but we'll see. Do I think after Toya leaves, we are in jury? I don't. I think we're going to get another two evictions and we'll have a jury of seven. Has there been speculation about the HOH competition? Not that I have seen myself. Percent chance that LaToya is evicted? I would say it's pretty high. I would say it's probably up at like 98%. I'll give her a 2% chance of making some kind of last minute plea to Tina, but it just doesn't seem likely. Who would create the most chaos if they won? I would say probably Jed. Does Kiefer think he's going? No, he knows he is safe. Will Tina crack and give Toya a heads up? I think not. Unless, again, unless Toya approaches Tina and says, like, look, Tina, what's up? Please let me know what's going on. Then Tina might break. But if Toya continues not talking to Tina, I think it will remain a blindside. Didn't Beth tell or didn't Vic tell Beth that Toya was her target early in the week? No, Vic told Beth that Kiefer was the target. Do I think them blaming Beth will work? Again, I would say there's no chance, but there's a small chance. I still, if I had to say, I would say no, I don't think it will work. It just, it's so nonsensical that I don't think it'll work now. Do I think Vic will follow through with them, with telling them Beth wanted Toya out and that's why she sent Toya home? 100% Vic will say, you can blame Beth for this. Now there is a chance that, so I don't believe that Ty and Jed will turn on Beth, but there is a chance that Vic's gaslighting could work to some small degree, where if she says, we really were going to do Kiefer, but then Beth said stuff, so it's Beth's fault. There's a chance that they go, Beth, why did you screw it up? But they're not going to turn on Beth. I don't see that. I just don't see that. Let's see here. With Toya leaving, would we get the Tina playing more savage? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Guesses for tonight's comp. We had a quiz one last week, so I would expect something, honestly, something a little bit more physical, probably, which would definitely benefit Ty and Jed. Now we had, you know, we had the weight one. We had like an endurance followed by an endurance followed by a knockout quiz. So it's not, I don't think we would see a straight quiz. But we could see a crapshoot, or we could see something physical. I actually might lean more toward the crapshoot, because we haven't really gotten a proper crapshoot yet. So we could see something like that, something like, you know, golf a ball into a thing, or throw a thing into a thing, or drop a thing into a thing. You know what I mean? Let's see here. Chances of Beth being sneaky and throwing a hinky vote and totally getting caught. I don't think so, no. Has Kiefer said anything about his alliance talking in front of him about saving either Toya, Beth, Ty, or Beth, but not him? Is he still with them? Kiefer, as I talked about yesterday, Kiefer is very aware of the fact that he is not a priority on his in his alliance. The Sunsetters prioritize each other over him, and so he is more with Tina and Tara than he is with the Sunsetters at this point. I do believe him when he says this. He said it to in multiple different ways, and he is hiding information from the Sunsetters that he is not hiding from Tara and Tina. He is telling Tara and Tina everything, and everyone else he is telling slightly less. So Kiefer is more of a pre-90s alliance person now than he is a Sunsetter, but he is still loyal to the Sunsetters in that he will choose them over the oddballs. But it is the fact that they talk like he's already gone that has helped push him in that direction. Who do I think Kiefer should work with as his closest ally? I think that he's doing the right thing in working with Tina and Tara, honestly. I think this is a good spot for him. Let's see here. Has the fact that Tina and Tara are attached at the hip made them higher on the house target list? Not really. In fact, it's probably put them lower on the list because everyone sees them. Like Austin and Brayden have talked about this. Kyle and Roe have talked about this. And I would imagine that eventually the Sunsetters will come back around to this. But like everyone seems to want Tina and Tara in their ideal final four because they think that those two are easy to beat. And you know, essentially the weakest players in the house, which is not great for their end game prospects, but great for their current game prospects. Let's see here. Speculation on two people being voted in randomly. It seems like every week we get a question, we get some kind of speculation about are people going to be added into the game. Every week I say, I do not think it's going to happen. I really do not think it's going to happen. How concerned is Toya at this point? Not concerned enough. you could, like, she's concerned, but you can tell by the way she talks about future weeks that she just fully expects that she's going to be there. All right. Okay. I think that's about what we have for you today. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Later today, I'm going to be going live on Twitch. That's probably going to be in about an hour ish at 1 p.m. Eastern. I will be live on Twitch to talk about the stock watch. And where I think you should probably put your money here in the stock watch, or maybe where you shouldn't put your money, or where things are going to go. There's a lot of speculation that we can talk about. So join me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will also be watching the episode live tonight, so we can have, you can see my reactions to this blind side. We can all be there together. That's going to be on Twitch as well. And then after the episode, after the eviction, we will be live on Rob as a Podcast again to recap everything that goes down on this eviction, which it could be an interesting one. It could be an interesting one. And then hopefully we'll have some speculation to do in the podcast as well about who is the HOH and what might come of everything. So a fun day ahead of us here in Big Brother land. Stay tuned for all of it. Yeah, thank you for joining me. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.